Felix's Oyster House. It's not every day, Thanksgiving Day especially, when you stand in line, inching forward, happy to have made your way inside and off the sidewalk. Not every night when you wait for those ahead of you to be taken to their seats and allow you to move another 3 feet forward with your newfound cohorts into the clamor and clustered noise, the clattering of dishes being gathered, conversations rising and falling, merged and melodious. It is the quarter, after all, where life glows and growls, panders and parades, primps and pretends that normal is a tale worth chasing. With two parties ahead of us, we're feeling good. Time, our sudden companion. People being shepherded, emphasis on herded, out the door. And then time collapses, compresses titanium hard. The man before me, clearly tired of waiting, falls dead weight at my feet. Thanksgiving? Feast? I feel guilty for moving backwards, stunned at what has happened, somehow trapped in amber without an archaeologist to prize me free, faced with untenable choices or options like Hobson's choices, to stay or to bolt, to pretend nothing has happened and all is well, or to admit that food has become an unappetizing afterthought. I turn to make my exit, saying, I will meet you at a friend's place several blocks away. I'm pulled toward the rivers. All of New Orleans responds to the Mississippi and its corkscrew call. Over towards Charters and away from Canal, down Charters to my haunt of haunts, my safe place during downpours, the Napoleon House, where I once waited blocks to be and drank every Guinness in the house as the knee-deep water drained, and where I drank a few years later with Raymond C. and later Seamus Haney. But the Napoleon House could not offer what I wanted, something to numb, something to unhinge or unsettle, a shot to the brain that would jolt. I went down a block to the next corner bar, the Alpine House, a dive, a sleeve joint with no classical music or waiters dressed in black with starched white shirts, but thick with the after-hour noise of painters and artists and serious drinkers, and more importantly, green chartreuse, liqueur d'elixir, 160 proof, a brain rearranger. One shot, and I came back. The green world resolved and revolved around beignets and croissants at La Marquise Patisserie, around the smell of books at Beckham's Books or at La Librairie, but not oysters.